Yesterday, we were not too well organized as to the manner in which we get data down. I'm not sure that how well organized we are this morning. However, we want to get a record of the statements that are made, identity of who made them, identity of questions and answers. Now, so that the people who are taking down the transcript of this can make some sense out of it. Because I think from here on, while we're establishing, hopefully, somewhat of an organized record of the examinations being made. We have a new member of the board here this morning, Colonel Strang, just came in to join us. And I guess he is starting from scratch about now. I'm not sure he's too familiar with what went on yesterday. However, I guess the main thing that we did yesterday was review the spacecraft and set up a few action items. The first action, the one major action item that was set up will be responsible for the first report we get this morning. You have seen the pictures that were taken last night. Colonel Borman went to work immediately after we broke up, and that the pictures you see are the result of the first stage of this photographic examination that we started. And I've asked him to kind of give us a rundown. But one other item that I want to report on in addition is that over at the Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, there is an activity underway to examine materials that will support the interest of this inquiry. It's required some action on the part of North American to release the materials. Max Paget instigated the action. I think that a couple of words there from Max might be appropriate as to what is intended. Max, do you have something to say about that?
Well, we have a number of facilities at MSC that can be used for various environmental testing, including fire ignition properties and things like that, and flame rates. These facilities exist in various laboratories. However, I've contacted Joe Katancic, who was head of our Structural Mechanics Division, put him in charge of the complete effort at MSC, and he's working with the other laboratory directors and personnel. And I'm giving the general instruction of preparing plans for investigating the materials, and told him that we here at the Cape would prepare for him a list of those materials and would get those materials sent to him. As I understand it, the action that's taking place in response to that part is Joe Bland has identified some materials, and he's asked that North American Downey release samples or copies of these things to MSC. I suspect there are other materials that we want to send there.
I think I think that our people yesterday have been working on what was in the test configuration and so forth. There might be some materials on that. And they could present some type of briefing on what the test configuration was and what in-fly items were in the spacecraft sometime today. It would tie into some of the materials we
got. Yes.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Mr. Jeffs, the action would not match me taking up through Mr. Jeffs here on the board to release these materials, and this is something that we will, through Max Vijay's presence here on the board, we will keep a line on, and hopefully we will be supported by the action on that study, whatever it is, without attempting to say what it should be at this time until we know more about it. And any, as the suggestion that William just made, may also support that work. So what we're doing here is simply agreeing to be supported by activities that you want to undertake over Houston, with the understanding that it will be fed into the results, will be fed into this board, and hopefully I would say with the idea that perhaps the board may have some suggestions if they might learn more about the questions they want answered.
Let me make a further suggestion that after I, in my conversation with Joe, feel like they do have a definitive plan, they know what they're doing, that I have the board briefed. I'll either brief them myself, I have somebody come out from MSC to tell you what we're doing out there.
Yeah. Very good. Colonel Bowman?
Yes, sir. After last evening's meeting, we went down to the pad, six people, and took Bill Todd, the photographer from NASA headquarters, and we proceeded as agreed upon, or as we were instructed to do by the board. We went in before entering.
Frank, can you tell who those people were?
Yes, it's Bill Tom, Stu Russo, Ernie Reyes,
John
Murphy, and security man
Sherm Evans.
Sherm Evans, who was then replaced about 2 hours by another security man. This is all logged in at the.
It's on the tape. We put it on the tape.
It's on the tape. And myself. Our procedure was to, we have a tape that we recorded. It's being transcribed now that we recorded as everything was being done. We first took pictures from the hatch looking in. Then Bill, the photographer, Bill Todd, got in, took pictures that you see displayed on the wall. We were very careful not to step on the base or the floor of the spacecraft at any time. We confined our activities to the spacecraft seat structure. This, of course, we photographed before getting on it, and then afterwards, I carefully watched Bill while he took all the pictures, and he didn't touch any switches or disturb anything that would be of consequence. The pictures you see here are merely black and white car prints from what will eventually be color pictures as soon as they have time to develop. And I have here, I had three copies made for the board. The one copy you see is displayed on the wall. There's two other prints here. The other copies were turned over to security, and the negatives are now in the possession of security. Kennedy Security. After Bill completed his photography, I then climbed into the spacecraft and we began a systematic mapping of all switches and circuit breakers. I called these positions off to Stu, who recorded them on a instrument panel layout that we have here. And I'll submit this to the board. In order to expedite the information that the several of the systems people required, I authorized the people to make Xerox copies of these there, and before releasing them, I secured the approval of Dr. Thompson, and they are now being used by systems people so that they can get their positions without having to come to the board and see the copy. I did violate one item in the spacecraft on down at the lower right-hand corner, panel 150, the pyro battery and main battery circuit breaker panel was removed, and there was some concern that there was projected out about 4 inches from its normal position. There was some concern about whether it had been blown out or left out, and there were four screws that hold it in were laying down in the bottom of the spacecraft right by the panel. I picked one of them up to see if it had been stripped or anything, replaced it, and it hadn't been. It's quite obvious that this panel was out at the time of the testing, and later in checking with the test conductor that this is recorded as such. I had the definite impression that's being transcribed on the tapes that the most intense part of the fire was in the left-hand side of the, or at least the most intense heat was in the left-hand side of the spacecraft. We did not see any other burn-through areas in the floor other than the one that's visible looking through the hatch.
Did you get a picture of the burn-through area?
Yes, we did a picture of the burn-through area.
But not a very good one.
It's not a very good one, but it's there.
It looks like a shadow. Yeah.
The instrument panel in many places was impossible to read because of soot, and I wiped it clean in areas so I could read it. It's obvious that you can see that I've done. Again, the instrument panel on the right-hand side in front of the pilot was in very good shape, comparatively speaking, and appeared to not have been nearly as warm on that side of the spacecraft. If there are any questions, I think that's about the extent. This was merely an activity to chart these things. That's all we attempted to do. The last was opinion, certainly not substantiated by anything other than what I saw.
Could I have a suggestion on the pictures? I'd like to suggest that, I don't know whether we can identify either way, that's the most important thing right now or not, but one set of pictures I think we should send up to the second floor where the people are trying to reduce the data. I think it would be a great help to them. With instruction that those pictures are not to leave that area, and that area is a guarded, secured area. And I could certainly suggest that another set be sent to MSC where we're organizing an effort there too. I know that there's a lot of people that can control this thing at MSC, and they're pretty much working in the blind. I think a set of pictures is doing good with the same type of protection on the pictures, that they'd be placed in an analysis area and be confined to that area.
I'd like to see a set of pictures up in the bedroom because we were trying to come up with this powder removal procedure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You ought to send one set right up to the bedroom.
So the engineers can start developing procedures with the
company. There are suggestions now for use of these photographs. Max, you suggest that a copy be sent to a group in Houston.
Yes.
I don't know what the name of the group is, but it's a analysis group that is trying to
getting organized there, and I would like to check with the ASPO office to see who the targets would be, you know, the pictures been signed.
Incidentally, Mr. Chairman, we have our T-39 on the strip order down in Memphis, so we need some fast air transport around it. I'm sure we can help.
There you go. Let me ask Colonel Borman. These are black and white pictures. I understand they will be in color.
Yes, sir, they will be in color. We couldn't get the color prints for this morning. These are color negatives, and they're black and white prints off the color negative. Now, the negatives are available, and of course, you can make it any number of prints that you want.
It will so, make too many, though.
No, but I'm just saying that if the requirement exceeds it, I stopped with three.
Do you think, Max, that you want the colored ones or black and white?
Well, I guess it would depend on how long it's going to take to get the colored ones. I'm sure that it's a matter of just a few more hours.
They'll be well on its way to send the colored ones.
Will
they process them today?
I hope so. That's what they said.
Well, we probably just soon wait the colored ones if they'll be there Monday.
And it's awful hard to tell from this black and white what they're burning.
Particularly if you haven't been in there.
Yeah.
What about the other group? Williams, you're talking about the group upstairs here?
Yeah.
That's the same group people, I was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's the same people. It's the people that wanted to try and develop a TTS or a test preparation sheet to go ahead and remove the college from the signals given. And they had some questions, what does it look like, and so forth. So I'd maybe rather take them down that before they start writing on tickets.
Oh, you're doing an awful lot of good having the pictures
That's
there,
right.
and you know, reduced the amount of traffic on the pad and
That's
so
right.
forth.
Well, let's go ahead without the understanding that the panning of these pictures will be in a manner so that the responsibility for their panning is well established, that they are control is retained over
there. There's this other point that, particularly at Houston, it seems to me these pictures have to be identified on the backs with the viewers.
Well,
I think people are familiar with the node, Chuck.
We have the 008 vehicle there, and I'm sure that they will on their own take pictures of 008, and they probably might help us out.
Aren't the pictures identified by number?
They're identified by number, but not by position.
My question is simply relates to clarification. If they can't identify, they can get a hold of you or somebody else to identify, it seems to me. In other words, the channel of communication, rather that, is certainly open.
Yeah, I would think that if we took a lot of Frank's time to identify the pictures and give a description to each one, then we'd hold things up and we'd sure absorb a lot of his time right now.
My point is that rather than spend a lot of time through a lot of needless identification, it would be better for someone who has a few remaining questions to ask him what they are.
And I really think they can identify these pictures. Anybody that has access to spacecraft or is bidding one is going to be able to tell what he's taking.
I think there's enough drawings around for use and they can identify
them. They'll be able to. Well, they have
a
spacecraft there, too.
Well, how does this leave us relative to the overall photographic plan? What's the next step?
I believe that the plan for the photographs now is completed until you come to an area that would be of interest to require a more specific photographic interpretation.
But let me say something. You know, I think we ought to go further than we have. One, we said that the next step is to take the couches
out.
Out. I think after we take the couches out, we'll be able to do better
That's
photography.
Right.
Two reasons. We can move the camera into better locations and the lighting will be better. Some of these pictures suffer from limitation on the lighting.
I guess what I mean, I think this phase is over with it. I don't think there would be any requirement to take any more pictures until you take the couches out, because I don't think we'll...
I don't know if it's proper to bring it up now. I think that I would say after we take the couches out and after we take the next set of pictures, to me, I'd like to suggest anyway that we clean up the inside of the cabin, part of the following procedure. First, we set up a grid system in there. And then, in each grid area, we get all the loose material, all the loose ash, anything that you pick up, screws and things like that should be identified, not only in the grid, perhaps even by coordinating the grid. In each area worth of trash and ash, we put in a separate container. This be followed by a vacuum cleaning of that area, and the vacuum cleaner bag also be put in the same.
But you want to do that group before you take the seats out on the seat area too?
You might do that. Yes, I think that might be a good idea. Perhaps not to the detail, in a more gross sense. Perhaps you just want to clean up all the loose ash on the front part, the back part, the because that's been fairly well stirred around anyway. And then, this will accomplish two things. One, it will give us a catalog of the combustibles in each of these areas, and by subsequent analysis, we can tell how far combustion has proceeded, and also, presumably, how much heat has been released in each one of these areas. And also, we'll do another very good thing. It'll clean up the capsule, which I think will be useful from the standpoint of taking further pictures. We can get pictures of the fine ash, and also will be the last step you should take before starting to open up some of these panels, which I think will want to be discussed later, but I don't think I'll worry about that right now.
Well, yesterday when we set up this action, it was phased to the idea that there would be some review in between steps, and that we would, before we went into another phase, we'd want to see the photographs to show you had it, but we seem to have it. Is there any reason why we cannot proceed to go into this couch removal process this time?
May I say something, Mr. Chairman? Dr. Siemens, as well as Dr. Miller, they said a press crew would be permitted to go upstairs and take pictures before anything is being changed. And we submit that as soon as your school is that phase, which would now start a new phase, we permit a press crew to indeed take these pictures on the platform as well as from the ride home, without disturbing anything or touching anything. You would need some small advance notifications to request.
Yeah.
I would ask you that in advance that you let us know so that we can proceed with it.
Seems to me we're very close to that point. We're going to do it because it's going in, unless we, right now, it will interfere with subsequent action to hold it for that.
Why couldn't you just release some of the pictures you've already got to the press?
I think the board ought to object to the press crew going up there. I think the board has got a responsibility here in this investigation, and this is one of them. And I don't think it's proper procedure has been followed by agreeing that the press crew going up there without consulting the board. We're being told to make way for the press. And I understand what you said.
I don't think that's what Dr. Davis said. I think I said he had a request, didn't you?
No, he said about approval for Dr. Stevens. Didn't you say that? What is the press pool? One photographer?
10 minutes or one or two photographers.
A press pool is limited to one or two photographers, as far as I know. That's the agreement between press pools.
Who is the pool?
So the photographer has been there and have been considered to be the pool if anyone wants to release pictures. That way, there'll be more discussion. But a pool can be a government photographer, too. Can be designated as a pool. It depends what the wishes of the higher elements in the organization are.
I can't imagine maintaining control of this investigation with anybody from the press having examined that article at this stage. And I think we ought to take strong objection to anyone going up at that level that's not as part of the official body here.
I think it would be hard to explain to the press.
Well,
I think it is our job.
Some things we don't explain to the press.
And you cannot, if there are not good reasons, refuse to take a look at it. It really
creates an impression
that we're concealing something. That's not in those of the
I think the pictures that have been taken are good quality and quite adequate. I would imagine the press interest is in obtaining pictures, and not the fact that one additional photographer from some particular organization goes out and takes a look at the spacecraft wouldn't be particularly significant to them. I would think the requirements would be met by a good selection of pictures, or perhaps even allowing them to select from a group of pictures.
It certainly would be preferable if they find them up there. Yeah, I agree.
It is a physical presence of a representative of the place, so that we do not create the impression that we do not let representatives of the public take a look at it. You can limit their access to whatever is required, but I think we should lay it as an open program so that the public can take a look. By one representative, and they may elect. You cannot speak only two government officials or come out.
How is a pool conducted? Does the photographer, the attacker, take pictures, or is it confined, can it be confined to his being there while pictures are taken with the government equipment?
That is possible.
Is there any reason why we should insist on that?
I think if you insist, you could insist that they not get in or touch anything, but take such pictures as they could from the deck up there without getting inside or anything like this. So this would satisfy the purpose that...
They would not get inside the capsule, possibly.
If this is something that should be done, and I can see the reasons that Kirk points out, I believe that it will hold up your investigation unless you get it out of the way, so you might...
I know there isn't any question in my mind that we are going to do it despite the objections of the board, because the agency's already said it's going to be done. And certainly not going to change that. We can influence how it's done without interfering with it. To a certain extent, we retain initiative in controlling how it's done so that it meets the objectives of the press. And this is an old story. We're living out in the bright sunlight, whether we like it or not. And the question really is how to proceed with it in a way that does the most critical job without interfering with the investigation. And it seems to me we have a stage where it should be done very promptly, because we are prepared at this point to proceed further with our photographic investigation that requires removal of the material. So do the members of the board agree with that?
I agree. We have two teams waiting to get samples too. So.
Good. I think the thing to do is to get them out there as quickly as possible, and I don't see why the government should insist on taking the picture. I think it would be another obstacle in a way, but we can have them gone as along with them this far. We can very well insist on the limitation of their access and the number of people that have access.
Two people up there.
Two, and with someone to see that they adhere to the limitations for accessibility that we feel necessary.
And access into the white room would be granted, but not would
not into the spacecraft.
One question.
Seems
to me that what we're after is a factual representation of what's in the spacecraft. There are some things in the spacecraft that probably aren't where they were, if you will, a shoe here and a helmet there and what have you, that
are along the sensational line, it's going to be beside the point.
If there is a shoe laying in the white room, I think ought to be removed.
I think that should be removed, too.
I don't
think the other part of the, if you don't get inside, I don't think you'll see anything else that would be, except perhaps there's a shoe on one of the seats.
Well, Frank would also have a helmet down there, too.
Well, it's just part of it. I don't think I can identify it.
No.
It's part of the belt laying there right outside there, too, that they can just pick up the belt and that.
Well, the loose material, like the, what's on top of the seats, the shoe, and the, what's in the white room there could be removed very easily before they go up there.
I recommend we put those in the bag as you suggest.
Well,
we have them before we let the troops.
I would propose that the board sees that this action is taken because of a bucket of sketch.
Well, why don't we turn to these items so we know exactly where they were before they go on there?
We do have to
get photographs.
These were obviously here.
Will that be done by 12? So that the people can get in at 12 o'clock.
Be done right away.
All right.
When are you going to have them up there, sir? What time?
Well, the press will be there.
12? Now, who do you want to have there as representative support?
No one.
No one? Who would be there otherwise?
We've done an all picture taking. We've had someone of the test support and control and security. Each case, we probably want to do the same thing we've done for
I wonder in this case, some of these retirees, maybe you ought to have someone there to make sure that they don't go home while someone gets
That's right.
No, I don't care about asking questions, but let's not have them sticking their cameras inside.
They're used to keeping people
Well, that man's mind about what we've been doing ever since the accident. Before anyone gets in the structure, they have to come in the blockhouse and report to my test supervisor where their names are logged, and then he clears them through these different roadblocks. The next is the gantry, and then upstairs, and then there's a pad leader there, an operations type, that observes everything that they do. He is pre-warned what they are supposed to do.
Okay. All I'm saying is to make sure they know, because some of these photographers will be have their camera. Their definition of being inside or outside will include having one foot out and having everybody else in.
Yeah.
Your pad leaders may not deal with these individuals on a regular basis.
Kurt, I think what we need is a designated person to have responsibility for supervising this photographic exercise who is not a member of investigating body. He cannot report on the what is going on in that sense. He only knows his duties are to about the accessibility of that vehicle, and that we get a report from him afterwards as to just what transpired. Now, so we have a record of what was done, how it was done. And it will be under the control of someone who is not involved in investigation.
Well, should that be a PIO type from here?
Pardon me, Jack King.
Jack King is someone.
Well, not protocol. I've used security to control the picture taken so far, and I'd like to get the top. I'll get our top security in there. He can control it.
Right.
And we'll give him the instructions we've had in the past, and I'm sure it will be controlled.
I think that'd be the best man up there.
I do too.
Because he won't answer questions.
I mean, it's not good.
I can do that with safety, and I can also put one of my key people up there.
There's not seen too many inside. Buck is a man who can control the press. Now, how about picture taken outside? We talked only inside the white room. What about picture taken outside?
I think once and for all, let's get it over with. Let's just take pictures all around level 8 and all around level 7.
The only restraint, I think the intent of the restraint is that it shall not interfere with the evidence. And anything else is purely artificial on our part, and I don't think we can support it.
Can we also establish now that the shoes and anything else that would be sensational outside are removed and before these people, and get the name of a man that's going to do it, but this would serve no purpose at all. We have a burned out shoe laying there.
It seems to me that the people that are going to be out there ought to again be cautioned that this isn't a free meeting to the press to conjecture on what happened and so on, as far as obviously the people out there participating are concerned.
Well, the person who is going to supervise this is not, he doesn't know about the investigation, he has no comments about the investigation.
That's the point. We're not going to. They will talk to no one.
Conjecture. I think you can find a lot of conjecture in the press from now on, all the time.
I know, but if the press gets up there, then they're going to start asking the technician.
They should go with Buckley.
Maybe want to remove the technicians
in the first place. There is only one technician out there right now. He's not either an operations engineer or a high-level technician. There's only one man there.
Okay, we want no conversation, technician or guards. I see guards quoted in the newspaper.
I have to call Mr. Gordon now so it can be done most expeditiously. And in the meantime, if you have any more constraints, Buckley would know.
We'll work them out. Let me see the constraints.
Who's going to make the police?
Let's see, your instructions, I understand, we'll give our security authorized in white room, no physical portion of the camera or body in the cabin. Outside, pictures on platform 7 and 8, no conversations between technicians or guards. Those are the three instructions I think our security will
create.
Where else do you want to go?
General, because once I get down below to the launch vehicle, I got organs. I just can't allow
them. If there's any other area, we should also, but as far as walking across the arm and down, nothing to be gained.
Wherever they're allowed to go, I would think.
I think that's all right.
Can we get this position on those pictures if I'm going up?
They're going to go right there. 7 and 8 inside the white room. Let them go with their cameras as far as they go. I don't
believe in some copy of these pictures to the data. Has this been resolved yet?
Yes.
So I get a sense. Copy up?
Yes. With the understanding.
We'll get the second discussion.
There's a question. Question Mr. Williams asking. Did we clear up this matter of the photograph? I thought we had. We will release the photograph upstairs into Houston with the understanding that they are, that the custody is,
we have a firm understanding.
Confined to people who understand the restraint.
Go on up there and make sure it's all right.
Oh, this is what supporting is. You on the back thing? You got the instructions?
The shoe was put there artificially anyway. It's not evidence. So those.
No signature. Mike on the back.
No, you just put it all in one container. Whatever we get, have all the rest.
Identify my tags.
This stuff you're talking about.
We have pictures before, right after the accident, before they removed.
Where do you
have
the
accident removed?
Well, let's pull ourselves back together again now. Have we disposed of the crash picture situation?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Question.
Sir, I would like to get one thing, if I may, before we leave this. Who do we have a secretary or a permanent executive groups that I can give these, submit this evidence to?
Mr. Chairman, do you authorize one copy of those to be moved out of the room to the second floor data room? Has that been authorized?
Yes.
Okay.
You settled that one you were talking
about. Out of that, or you'd like to ask one copy be pulled out, turned over to Wiley Williams, to be taken to the second floor data room to be then found and not to be left removed from there.
And so I'd like to send the other copy in accordance with the request and pick your approval to MSC because it will be sometime before we get color pictures.
Well, I think the pictures should be in a separate room up there with the limited people going in and viewing. Maybe that back conference room up there.
Two sets and one hall.
You want to establish those on the limitations of the people.
I think it
would be restricted up in there.
People working on the data.
Anybody working on the data is
all right.
Yeah.
We'll have a record of the people who have access to it, to the photographs. It will be
inside the data room. Way back.
I'd suggest you control them so they just don't disappear.
Anybody in there is all right. But I can see a look at it.
Can I interrupt on the one action item? You originally astronaut had gone out and worked with technicians to take this in particular degree we talked about in the plastic bag. Now we're going to have to set up later where we're going to pound these as for now he's going to bring them back here. This might be an act you better decide what you're going to do with this stuff.
This is part of the suit. I suggested they be impounded with the suit that you already have.
That was my question. Where do we...
Okay.
He wants to know what to do with the suits, though. We're going to have to ask
you better. This is going to hurt the mini-I.
Well, that question prompts, I think, consideration of the point that Max was making later. If we follow the scheme that Max was outlining, we're going to have to set up an area where all this stuff is placed for exhibit purposes.
Well, we don't want to bring it here.
And is there such a place that can be designated?
Well, I think it ought to be in this building if we could get an area that could be set up.